Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Significant Business Results Radio Show. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio this Sunday evening, September 18th, no, it's not the 18th, it's September 25th, 2016, is Erica Burnett of A Single Suggestion. Erica, good evening.
Good evening, Fran. How are you?
I'm fine. I am really excited. We were in a great conversation and then realized, oh my goodness, it's time to go on the air. So I'm really excited that folks will have a chance to kind of eavesdrop on our conversation.
Wonderful. I'm ready to go. Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, and I think the audience will soon see that you've really got a great story. And that's kind of where I'd like to begin, Erica. Many entrepreneurs take many different paths to sort of get started in business. And I was hoping that you could share what that significant story was behind you being an entrepreneur and opening up your business, which is basically designing very customized cards and invitations for people. So tell us your significant story.
Wow, my significant story is I was invited 3 years ago to a networking event for women, and it was my cousin who invited me, and she said, bring along your cards. So we all gathered together at this networking event. We sat around in a circle, and everyone introduced themselves, and when it came to me, they told me to pass around my product so everyone could take a look at it. And so every woman in that room turned around and said to me, I don't understand why you are not in business. Your cards are absolutely beautiful, and people need to see them. So one of the young ladies took me on as a mentee. She became my business mentor. And some of the other ladies gave me some information on who to go to for various things to get myself set up with the website and other products. And it was actually great. It was actually great. And from then on, the rest is history. Everything just moved and fell into place.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, it is very powerful when women entrepreneurs help other women entrepreneurs. And that's sort of like when the sisterhood really, really works. Because so much of entrepreneurship is sharing and giving. We share and give to our customers. Why not share and give to each other? Now, you've relayed a great story because you had your cards to share at that event. But, Erica, I'd like you to take us back. Why did you have cards in the first place? When did you discover that you liked creating cards? So take us back to some of those earlier moments, perhaps even when creating cards was a hobby.
Well, I've always been a very creative person, and it started when I was in my teens. And I used to sit on a computer and using graphic software, I used to design invitations for family gatherings. And I fast forward to about 10 years after that, I started to work at the Wharton School of Business. And my manager, who was the chief of staff at the time, she was making cards as a hobby, and she decided to invite me to one of the card-making classes that she was going to attend. She thought I would like it. So when I went to that card-making class, after that, it's history because I took every paycheck I had weekly and I purchased every card-making tool you could possibly buy. And I sat at home and I just made cards and invitations for family and friends and mailed them out. And I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear the passion and that taking a little bit from every paycheck. I mean, so you are investing in your hobby and investing in yourself. How did you know that what you were creating was useful, was something that people other than yourself would really enjoy?
Because I got, when I gave someone a card or I mailed someone a card, I always got feedback. I would get a phone call from someone saying, the card you sent me was absolutely beautiful, and I really thank you so much for that, and I appreciate the fact that you sent me that card. Or I would give someone a card in person, and I could see the look on their faces, and I couldn't believe the impact that a card could have on someone, that it could make them feel good. And that's what drives me today, is the fact that cards and taking the time out to create something and personalize it for someone actually makes them feel good. And that's what makes me feel good, and that's what keeps me going.
Wow. So you really kind of spoke to that passion and purpose about why you do what you do. You've also kind of given us a window into why people buy cards. Who typically approaches you to buy your product, and how did they find out about you in the first place?
Well, I'll start with who actually approaches me. I have male and females approach me about cards, and they want to do something special for a loved one. So they want something different. They don't want anything that they can find on the store shelf because they don't want it to look like anything else. They want to make their loved ones feel really, really special. So I have male and females who approach me, and they found out about me, most people, on Facebook is how they find out about me, and through referrals. So work I've done for people in the past, they refer me. And they say, I know someone who can make you something special that you're looking for. And I get phone calls like that all the time.
And when you're working on a request like that, how do people interact with you? Do you have a form that they fill out, and then you go off into your special place, and then poof, there it is? Or do you work with them one-on-one? I mean, you know, is it like Santa's magic, you know, factory? How does that work?
Well, what happens is, and it amazes me all the time, people will drop me a note. Most times I don't get a phone call. They'll send me a message through Facebook, or I'll get an email that says, I was referred to you by such and such a person, and I heard you can make cards, and this is what I need. I need it for this occasion. The colors are this. Go ahead and do what you do. I trust you. And that's what I get. Everyone who comes to me said they trust me. They said, I trust your judgment. And they just let me go ahead and design whatever it is I want to design. And they always love
wonderful.
It.
That is wonderful. So what's an example of someone who you designed a card for and they were like, oh, my goodness, this is absolutely the best, or you made my day or my event?
One of my girlfriends about 3 or 4 years ago was pregnant. She was having a baby, and she wanted to send out custom invitations. So she gave me the colors, gave me a feel of what she was looking for. And so I went ahead and designed it. And when I showed her the template of what I was going to do, she cried. She cried, and her girlfriend cried. And they said, I can't believe this. She said, I don't understand how you can reach into someone's mind and see what they see and put it on paper. She said, I don't get that. She said, you actually took the picture I had in my mind and you put it on paper. She said, you created it and brought it to life. And I'm in shock because, like I said, when someone tells you something like that, I was in shock and I was almost in tears. at that point. And it's just a beautiful thing for someone to look at what you've created and cry. And you're like, mm-hmm. I actually had that effect on someone. And when I say mm-hmm. I don't take all the credit. I really don't take all the credit mm-hmm. for it, because my creativity comes from God. So he gives me everything I display. But mm-hmm. to have him use me in that way, I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting. And I appreciate the humbleness that you have and the passion to really serve your customer and to think about people that they're then giving these special cards to. Now, Erica, the name of your business is called A Single Suggestion. How did you come up with that name, and how does it relate to what you do?
That was a collaborative effort. I was sitting and thinking over 3 years ago, a long time ago, and about the name of a business, because I wanted to get something, I wanted to get it registered. I wanted a name of my business. So I came up with, I said, well, it only takes one suggestion to change the overall look of something. So I said, how about one single suggestion? Well, my mom and my brother said, the one doesn't really quite work. So they said, change that one to a. So that's why I named it A Single Suggestion.
Okay. And so when you're saying A Single Suggestion, is that related to the design phase of creating a card, or the impact of someone sending a card and saying thank you?
That it actually both. I've never thought about that, but actually both. Because to me, a single suggestion, that means, like I said, a suggestion changes the overall look of something. It also can change the overall feeling of something. So when you send someone a card, that is, it's a suggestion. It's actually a suggestive piece to say thank you. You know what I mean? Just to say thank you, or I'm thinking about you, whatever it is. There's a suggestion there. So it works both ways. It works in a design phase, the creative phase, and also when it goes out to a client. Or, you know, it works. It works all the way around.
Wow. Well, Erica, we've been talking, and I know there are folks that are saying, okay, so Erica Burnett, A Single Suggestion. Folks find out about her on Facebook. Give us a little bit more. Where can people actually go to see some of your work, to connect up with you personally or professionally, so that they can perhaps make some requests of you?
Oh, sure. I have a website, and the address for my website is www.asinglesuggestion.com. I also have an Instagram page, which is A_single_suggestion, and all of the cards on that page are for sale. I also have a Facebook page, A Single Suggestion, and I'm actually on a couple of websites. I'm on CustomMade.com under A Single Suggestion. I'm on Etsy under A Single Suggestion, and I'm also on the Square website under A Single Suggestion. And I can also
Square as in the device that you use to pay for things?
Yes, Square. Square has a marketplace where you can shop for different items. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm on that marketplace as well.
Oh, terrific. Okay, good. So tell us a little bit more about the kinds of cards that you create. What's been the sort of most difficult card to create, or the card that you create the most, or the saying that you use the most? Get the sense of if someone weren't, or maybe they're in their car right now and they can't pull up the internet, give us a sense of the kinds of cards that you've produced in the past and where you're going with your business in the future.
Well, I there's like no one card that I make. All of my cards are one of a kind. So each design I do is different. And I don't know what the card is actually going to look like until I put my hand on the paper. So the only time I have to actually sit and design a card is when a client calls me and says that they need something specific, and they give me details on it. But other than that, everything I make is spur of the moment. It's spur of the moment. Okay. I make it and I post it. So, yeah, so I really don't know, like, what most of the cards, the majority of the cards that I'm going to make, I have no idea what they're going to look like until I actually sit down and look at the paper.
And does that make it difficult because every customer has a unique request, or?
If you mean if I'm doing a custom job for someone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, it doesn't make it difficult. After they, if they tell me, you know, most of the time they give me the details and they tell me what it's for and what the colors are. No, I can actually come back in about less than 24 hours and have a design all ready for them, and actually three different designs.
Okay. Now, that was one of the questions I'm getting from folks. Well, if everything's customized, how long does it take if I share some information by email to get some drafts? Do you have people pay when they make the request, or do they pay after they see the design? How many, you know, sort of times do they get to go through things? How does that part work?
Okay, what I do is I charge a fee to design of $25. And you receive your design within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then once someone has the design, then where do they go to actually get the card made?
So after that, when they decide on what the design is, I go ahead and I, you know, send them an invoice based on how many they want and what they want. And once the invoice is paid, then I start the processing their order. And in between that time, we decide whether or not they want it shipped or would they like to meet at a convenient place to pick up their order.
Where is the farthest that you've sent your cards by mail or ship, literally?
The furthest I sent them to Virginia.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to aim for some international customers. So you can say that you sent them to, you know, Guadalajara, Mexico, or something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Wow, that's great. And do you, what is the kind of card or the occasion that many people often ask for you to create a card around?
They're always thank you cards.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I give you
so
those.
Thank you never runs out of style, huh?
It never runs out of style. And actually, when I'm vending, that's what I sell the most of, is thank you cards.
Have you seen any trends in how, changes in how people say thank you maybe now versus 3 years ago?
That's a good question. The trends, people tend to say thank you via email or text message. And to me, in this is my opinion, because I always go with the rule of treat people like you want to be treated. Clients or other, it could be a client or just a family or a friend. People like to feel special. They like to feel valued. Because I'm sure each individual themselves would love to feel special and feel valued. So I just think you build, especially for businesses, you build long-lasting relationships when you treat your clients like you value them, you know, because any client who invests their time and money into you, because you are the business. Even though it's a business, you mm-hmm. it's an extension of who mm-hmm. you are. So when they invest their time and money in you, they're supporting you. That's support. And I really do believe that they should be valued for that. So even if it's a follow-up phone call to say, I really appreciate your business, or a card in the mail that says, thank you so much, I truly appreciate you supporting me, or I truly appreciate your business, will go a long way. Because 9 times out of 10, a customer will remember that treatment, and they will refer you to other clients, you know, to their friends and family or whoever they run across, business associates, and they'll give you repeat business. So I do believe it's important.
Mm-hmm. And that's I love how you brought that up, because it is so easy to email and text,
uh-huh.
and taking that extra time for to write something out for people to receive it, to open the envelopes, pull the note out, to look at it, to be able to post it on their bulletin board or put it in a special place is really powerful.
Yeah, it shows that you care. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, it does show that you care. Now, you've been in business officially 3 years and,
mm-hmm.
and counting. And as entrepreneurs, I mean, you were fortunate to have, in a sense, be someone's mentee. So you had a group of people who were helping you move forward into formalizing your business. There are times for every entrepreneur where there's a rough spot or a rough day where things get a little bit frustrating. What quote or values do you use to kind of keep you on track? What's that sort of saying or suggestion? Maybe it's a single suggestion that helps you stay motivated. I couldn't resist, sorry. That helps you stay motivated as a leader.
Okay, it's a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. It says, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Entrepreneurs have, and I'm sure, have times when they are just tired and they run out of steam and they feel as though they are hitting brick walls, because I know I have. But as long as I keep moving, as long as I get up and do something, I feel better about that. You know, I really do. So as long as you keep moving forward, you don't come to a halt. Just keep moving. If you can't do your normal, maybe talk to your 10 clients today, if you talk to one, you still move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the other 9 the following day when you know, you feel better, and that's fine,
mm-hmm.
as long as you keep moving.
Wow, wow, powerful advice. What advice would you share with folks in terms of achieving significant business results as you move forward and as they think about moving forward?
I would say consistency. It's very important to be consistent. People will take you seriously when you're consistent, because they see you investing time into your business daily instead of once mm-hmm. in a while. And if you do it every once in a while, then people will look, this is my opinion, that people will look at that as, you know, I don't know, he or she is really not that serious about what they're doing. They're not really making an effort. But when you consistently mm-hmm. do something on a daily basis, that shows that you are putting time and effort into what you're doing, mm-hmm. that you really mean it. You really want this to happen. You really want to move forward. You want to be a success. You want to have prosperity. And then they will start mm-hmm. to believe in you, and they will start to invest in supporting you. But before mm-hmm. before they do that, you have to believe in yourself, and they have to believe that you mm-hmm. believe in yourself. And that's done
mm-hmm.
with consistency.
Mm-hmm. Really, really powerful. Erica, it's been a lot of fun talking with you and listening to your perspective on the power of sharing, the power of thank you, the power of reaching out and communicating. I know that you love what you do, and some of the examples that you shared make that really clear. Would you share just one more time, because I'm sure there's some folks that are just coming on and saying, oh my goodness, how can I get in touch with her? How can people get in touch with you, Erica Burnett, of A Single Suggestion?
Well, one way is through email. You can email me at info@asinglesuggestion.com, or you can give me a phone call at 267-702-3138. And you can even reach out to me on Facebook. You can send me an inbox message at A Single Suggestion.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I look forward to, in fact, working with you. As we were talking, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I've got some customized thank you notes that I really need to have created to send out to some folks. I do the radio show, of course. I do a TV program, and I have my clients. And I think it would be kind of cool to have customized thank yous to each of them, because there are different focal points. So you've motivated me to take action, and I will be contacting you to do that. So it's been fun talking with you, and thanks for reminding me of the power of thank you.
Oh,
so
thank
we're
you
gonna
so,
finish
so
up
much
for this
having
evening.
Me.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. And I do, if are not connected with you on Facebook, I definitely would encourage them to connect with you on Facebook. You make great posts. And the posts themselves are inspiring because you showed some of the work that you've done. And some days I do look at Facebook for inspiration. I'm, you know, just a little bit annoyed about something, or I kind of need to shift my mindset. And Facebook in general has a lot of positive energy. And so when I see your posts, I'm like, ooh, now that's a clever way of expressing that thought. Or I hadn't thought of, that saying quite that way. So, Erica, thanks for being significant. Thanks for being you and helping other people be significant in their very own way. And continue to do what you do through A Single Suggestion.
Oh, thank you so, so much for that. I truly appreciate it. And thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor, and I really appreciate it and will never forget it.
Okay. Well, continue to do what you do, and we're going to wrap up for tonight. So, guests, please continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.